It's Thursday night, just after 7. As the sun sets on Birmingham's south side, three teenage boys hang out on a corner. Across the street, there's a tattoo shop, and just down from that, a public housing project. 13-year-old Taylor Prestige and 17-year-old Houston Foreman have come into town from Oak Grove and Pleasant Grove, respectively.
Well, this is the first time I've been, and they dragged me out here.
I just like the scene and the type of music that comes along with it, and just how I feel when I come here.
Here is Cave 9. It's billed as an all-ages music club, but I am clearly the oldest person here. Most everyone else is in their teens and early 20s. The crowd starts to move inside as the musicians, a group called P.S. Elliott, take their place in front of a small stage in this improvised performance space. It's really nothing more than a storefront, a small warehouse. Trent Thomas started as a musician, but he now works day-to-day maintaining the club.
The fortunate thing about Birmingham is that we've always had somebody here who's willing to go out on a limb and rent, you know, a building somewhere.
The overhead expenses are high for nightclubs, and Thomas says punk rock venues would often close in 4 or 5 months, not even the length of a typical lease. So when they opened Cave 9, they wanted to do things differently.
The legal name for it is the Cave 9 Music and Arts Project.
It may sound like a weird concept, a non-profit nightclub with indie rock and punk bands, but it's actually not all that unusual. There are a handful of similar clubs in other big cities like Boston and Seattle. Some are run by school districts, others by church groups, but Cave 9 was started by a bunch of friends who wanted a place to gather to talk about art, to host skill shares like free knitting and music lessons, and most importantly, to listen to music they can't hear at other clubs.
If you want to make money in Birmingham, you learn some Lynyrd Skynyrd and some Allman Brothers. I mean, seriously, I mean, you can make a ton of money doing that. Trust me, I have been tempted to do that many times. The other places have a very specific profit motive, whereas we're nonprofit. You know, we're here specifically to serve the bands. We're not here to serve alcohol, and you know, we're not looking to book bands who are going to increase our bar tab.
There is another business in town booking the same kind of bands as Cave 9. Bottle Tree Cafe is Mary Lee Chalice's baby, inspired by years spent in Europe. After college, Chalice bought a one-way ticket to Prague, and within 3 days got a job at a cafe that was also a bar and a music venue.
You know, it was a very exciting time to be there. It was full of people from all over the place, and it was just kind of this time where lots of magic happened.
Chalice wanted to bring that magic back to Alabama, and after years of planning and saving money, she opened Bottle Tree 18 months ago. It was and continues to be a huge financial risk.
It's really staggering, and it keeps me up at night. It's really stressful. We knew it was a gamble. We knew it would be hard, but I think I myself am really stubborn, and it's hard to talk me out of doing something that I want to do.
Chalice is an artist, but has had to learn the ins and outs of running a for-profit business, a bar-slash-cafe-slash-music venue that has high overhead expenses and sometimes has a hard time attracting audiences. In the business world, there's an often unspoken rivalry between nonprofits and for-profits. One official at the United Way talks about the YMCA being in direct competition with Gold's Gym, for instance. There are also rumors that pit Bottle Tree against Cave 9, but Mary Lee Chalice dismisses that idea.
I think Cave 9 definitely specializes in more of the sort of punk rock DIY aesthetic. Usually the bands that we're courting and getting are on labels and have agents, so I think the bands have sort of made it to the next level, quote unquote. My philosophy is that we're all in this together, and we all are very central parts to this puzzle for Birmingham to work.
I think we complement each other pretty well.
Aaron Hamilton, who co-founded Cave 9, says his club and Bottle Tree share a common goal, supporting independent music. But there's no denying nonprofits do enjoy certain advantages over for-profits. Their mailing and advertising rates are often lower. They can apply for grants from foundations and government agencies. They can also accept tax-free donations and are themselves exempt from state and local income, property, sales, and excise taxes. But Hamilton says it's really not that much of an advantage.
It's nice to not have to pay tons of taxes, but we're not really making any money to pay taxes. You know, the only money we do bring in is from the door. If somebody shows up and they don't have money, we let them in more often than not.
Not exactly a standard business model for a for-profit or a not-for-profit. Hamilton admits Cave 9 is still learning to navigate this whole nonprofit nightclub business, and it's had some hard knocks along the way. Early on, the state of Alabama audited Cave 9 and determined it was making more money than it reported on its tax return. The club is still working off a $6,000 tax bill. That's a whole lot of George Washington's at the door. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.